Welcome to the Sober Mofos Podcast, where we discuss how to get sober, how to stay sober, and how to live a healthy, happy life in sobriety. My name is Dirk Foster, and I'm a sobriety coach and author, and I've been sober since 2007. Perhaps you're considering slowing down your drinking, or you're thinking about stopping altogether. Maybe you want to get sober. Maybe you want to reduce and slow things down a little bit, but you don't know where to turn. You don't know what your options are. You know, you don't know how to begin. That's what I want to discuss today. I want to talk about three ways that you can stop or reduce drinking. All right, I'm going to give you three options. Now, I want to emphasize that there are many ways to stop, reduce, alcohol intake, alcohol consumption. There's many ways. There's many options on getting sober. But today I want to present the three main ways that I'm aware of that I've tried. I've tried everything that work for a lot of people. And I want to present these three ideas and the pros and cons of each. Okay, so that's what we're going to discuss today. Before I start, I want to invite you to visit my website at SoberMofos.com. There you're going to find lots of resources on addiction and sobriety, as well as books and audiobooks on recovery. Again, the website is SoberMofos.com. Also, please help me get the message out to your friends who might be struggling with addiction or sobriety by sharing this podcast. Okay, thank you very much. Really appreciate your help. Okay, so you got to the point where you're sick and tired of drinking. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired, as they say. And you want to figure out a way that you can slow it down or just stop drinking altogether. First and foremost, if that's on your mind right now, congratulations. That's a wonderful place to be. I was there myself. If you're not familiar with my podcast yet, I have been sober since 2007. I drank, for many, many, many years. I started drinking when I was around 12. I graduated to like hard drug use as well as alcohol abuse. But my main thing was always alcohol. I didn't get sober until I was age 43. I've now been sober as of this recording. I've been sober just over 15 years. And my life couldn't be better. I've got a wonderful, fulfilling life on earth, and I love it. I love being sober. But it was difficult getting sober. I had a lot of difficult times. I had a difficult time trying to figure out how to clean up my act. It took me several years of failed attempts to get sober. And I tried a lot of different methods. I tried everything. What worked for me personally was a 12-step program. That's what worked. I tried a bunch of other things, but that for me is what worked. I love the 12-step program, but it's not for everybody. It works for a lot of people, but it's not the only solution. It's not the only option. And so I want to talk about a few different things that you can try. And there's three options that I'm going to discuss today. One is called white knuckling. The other one is peer-to-peer coaching or sobriety coaching. And the other one is the 12-step recovery program, okay? So let's start with the first one, which is white knuckling, or also known as self-will. All this means is that you try and do it on your own. And I tried to do it on my own quite a few times. I tried to just force myself to not drink. I would try and control the amount of drinking I did. I would try and just drink beer instead of, a whiskey. Just drink wine instead of hard liquor. I would try and just drink on the weekends instead of on the weekdays. I would try and drink just once a week or once or twice a month. I would try and take 30 days off. I tried all these different things, trying to do it all on my own. And sometimes I could put together a good kind of self-imposed program where I wouldn't drink for a week or two, but I was miserable trying to do it. It was very, very difficult for me, but this is something a lot of people try and you can give it a try as well. What you, are basically trying to do is just do it on your own. Perhaps you can read a few books on sobriety and recovery. You can listen to some podcasts, get some ideas, look at videos of how other people do it. But you try and do it on your own by either tapering off or trying to control how much you drink or how often you drink, okay? And the pros of this kind of method are you don't have to answer to anyone. So that's one of the pros. You don't have to answer somebody. You're answering simply to yourself and you're trying to do it on your own. And if you succeed, that's great. You did it on your own. And it gives you another pro is it gives you an opportunity to figure out what works best for you. So when you're trying to get sober or slow down or reduce on your own, you have time to figure it out, to kind of, you know, what works best for you. Because again, there's lots of options. And you may find that if you just drink, you know, every Saturday or every other Saturday, or you come up with your own little system and it works and the repercussions aren't negative and you're not struggling or getting in trouble or dealing with any particular, you know, your drinking isn't creating any kind of pain in your life, then fine, you know, stick with it. Do what works for you. I will be quite honest with you. If I had the option of just, if I were able to just drink, let's say once a week, maybe three drinks every Saturday, let's say, or if I could only drink, you know, or if I could force myself to just drink once a month or something like that, I might still drink. I don't know. Maybe I would, maybe wouldn't. I don't know. But, you know, I can't. I don't have that ability. I tried doing that and it didn't work for me. But, you know, look, if it works for you, give it a try. The cons of this type of method is that it usually doesn't work. Plain and simple. If you do have an addiction problem, if you have an addictive personality, if you are relying on alcohol as an emotional, if you're medicating emotionally or spiritually, mentally with alcohol, there's a deeper problems. There are deeper issues that you need to address. So, you know, this type of method of white knuckling it, you know, sobriety through self-will, generally doesn't work for people who have serious problems, okay, or have who are alcoholic, okay? And another con is that every time you experience a setback or you don't stick with the program that you created for yourself or it gets messed up somehow or you're not sticking with it, it adds to your sense of guilt and shame. So you're going to be building up more guilt and more shame that you're probably already experiencing. So if it doesn't work out, which it generally doesn't, you feel worse about yourself. It just creates more problems for yourself. Okay. So, you know, white knuckling self-will can work for some people. Some people are able to taper off and control their drinking, but quite often it doesn't work, but it's an option. Okay. So that's number one, white knuckling. Option number two, which is something I'm intimately aware of, which is coaching, sobriety coaching or peer-to-peer coaching. Okay. Essentially, that just means you're working with somebody, a peer, who has, number one, most likely been through the experience of addiction and who is now sober, and somebody who is certified and trained to help you with whatever you're struggling with as far as drinking or even drug use as well, but any addiction you're experiencing. Okay, so a coach is not only has lived experience, but also is professionally trained and certified. Coaching is based on setting goals. That's what coaching is all about. It's about open communication between the coach and the client and communicating in an open and honest way and setting small attainable goals every time you meet. It's a loosely structured process of growth. And can be very, very successful for a lot of people. It works for a lot of people. It doesn't work for everybody, but it works for a lot of people who want to reduce their drinking or stop altogether. It's a personalized approach. It's not a one-size-fits approach to sobriety. It's personalized to each individual person. So coaching can be very beneficial for people who, you know, are not joiners, who are not interested in being a part of a large group, who don't want to do it on their own, but like to have some autonomy and independence. The pros of this process of sobriety coaching, it's based on one-on-one strength building. So you're building various areas of your life that you want to work on. You target specific areas of your life and you know, whether it's your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, you're building up strength in those areas of your life that you need to work on. it requires personal accountability, which, you know, you're being held accountable by another person. You're working closely with another person, your coach, who is going to hold you personally accountable to keep you on track. And that can be very helpful when you're feeling a little lost or a little frustrated or don't know which direction to turn to, which happens to all of us. Another pro is that you get an opportunity to move at your own pace, not somebody else's. You're going to be moving at your own pace. If you're going to work with a coach, a sobriety coach, you're going to work at, you know, one-on-one with that person at your pace, whatever works best for you. It provides a wide range of options for recovery. Again, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of recovery system. There are multiple options and directions that you can go in with your coach to help you rebuild your life, to help you reduce the amount of drinking you're doing, or to stop altogether. All right. Some of the cons of sober coaching is that it does require a certain level of self-discipline. You do have to be self-disciplined. Again, you're going to have accountability with your coach, so that is very helpful if you're not a self-disciplined person. But it does require some independence. It also requires honest, frank discussion. You have to be open and honest with your coach. And a lot of people aren't comfortable with that. A lot of people want to skirt the issues and not get too intimate or close about things that are bothering them. Their self-destructive behavior and thinking can be difficult for some people to discuss. Another con is that it does require a willingness to change and grow. You have to be, you know, there's no point in working with a sober coach if you're not willing to change and grow. All right. So those are the main things that coaching can help with. It does provide a great deal of independence. It's one-on-one strength building. There's a lot of goal setting and accountability. Can be a very powerful tool as a, you know, in your toolbox of recovery. So that's sober coaching. And the third way to reduce or get sober is, of course, group recovery, the 12-step programs of Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous and those types of things. That program, 12-step program, has been around since the 1930s. It is a system that works for millions of people around the world. It does work. Okay. And as I stated earlier, I got sober through a 12-step program. It worked for me. I love it. And when I'm working with my my clients, my sober coaching clients, I often will let them know about how it works. I will discuss it with them. I will put it up as an option for them as they're moving forward in their recovery. I certainly don't push it on anybody. It's not for everybody. Some people take to it quite well. Others don't. Because it does require a certain type of discipline. It requires that you participate in group meetings. So it works. It's fantastic, but it's not for everybody. Some of the pros of group recovery are, number one, it has a proven track record. It has worked for millions of people around the world, and it continues to. It provides strength in numbers. So what the 12-step program relies on is group therapy. That's really what it is. You're getting together with a bunch of people who are just like you, who struggle with addiction issues or alcoholism issues, and they work together as a team to rebuild their lives and stay sober. Also, another great pro about group recovery or 12-step program is that there are clearly defined steps and traditions that are followed. All right. You know, we're all familiar with the 12 steps, more or less. So it's clearly defined, and it's, you know, it's not a lot of guesswork. You get in there and you just start learning how to do the steps, and you just go through it with a sponsor, and, you know, it's clearly defined. So some of the cons for some people is it does require group participation. I struggled with that when I first started participating in a 12-step program. I felt very uncomfortable in groups. I've always been shy. And uncomfortable in large groups of people, but I, you know, had to go to meetings if I wanted to work the steps. So I would go to small meetings and big meetings. Nowadays, when I go to meetings, I enjoy them immensely, no matter how big they are. But it does require group participation, which can take some getting used to. It is a spiritually based program. It asks all participants to consider a spiritual life, to develop a spiritual life. Whatever that means for each individual is completely up to them, but it is based in a spiritual development of some kind. Also, it demands complete abstinence. So in other words, 12-step programs and group recovery is not based in reduction of alcohol intake. It is not based on controlled drinking. It's based in complete and total abstinence. All right. And so for some people, that's not what they're looking for. Some people are looking for just to slow down or cut back. So wherever you find yourself on your journey, complete abstinence may not be what you're looking for. But kind of recap, the 12-step program does work quite well. Okay. So those are the three main options. If you want to reduce the amount of drinking you do, or you want to stop altogether, your three main options are going to be, number one, white knuckling, also known as self-will sobriety, which is when you're doing it on your own, trying to figure it out. And it can take a long time to figure it out. And it usually doesn't work for people with real problems, real drinking problems. But it's an option. Try and figure it out on your own. The other option is coaching, sober coaching or recovery coaching, also known as peer-to-peer coaching. That's when you're working with somebody who's not only certified and trained in recovery, but also most often is a sober person themselves. I'm a sober coach, as I've mentioned. I've been sober a long time and I'm also certified as a sober coach. And essentially what you're doing is you're working one-on-one with somebody and you're creating a system of goals, attainable goals that you can work together with your coach on to move yourself forward in your recovery journey, whether that's complete abstinence or it's just reduction of alcohol intake. And then there is, of course, the group recovery or 12-step program. And that's where you're relying on clearly defined steps and traditions, and you are guided in a group setting. And you also work with a sponsor, which is sort of like a sobriety coach, but sort of not, because a sponsor works specifically with the 12 steps and nothing else. But group recovery, 12-step program does work. It's worked for millions of people. That's how I got sober. So these are the three options that that are at your disposal right now, right away. White knuckling, sober coaching, and 12-step program. So look, if you're at the stage where you want to slow things down, reduce it, or stop altogether, consider these three options. They're available to anybody. They're available to all of us, and they all have their strengths and their weaknesses. So explore them, figure out what works best for you. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me through my website. You can go into my website, sobermofos.com, and go to my contact section and send me an email. If you have a question about any of this stuff, just fire it off to me. It's fine. I got time to answer your questions. With that in mind, I hope your journey takes you in a great and positive direction. And if you're thinking about slowing down or quitting drinking, I hope you take it seriously because it's worth it. And getting sober was the best thing I ever did in my life. And I'm very happy with my recovery. And maybe you will be too. So that's it. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Thank you.